ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਅਨਦਰ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀਜ਼ ਅ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਡੇ। ਦ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸੈਕਿੰਡ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੈਟ ਅਪੀਅਰਸ ਔਨ ਪੇਜ 456 ਆਫ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ। ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਜਾਂ ਕੋ ਰਾਮ ਪਤਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਕੈ ਸੰਗ, ਸੋਰੀ, ਜਾਂ ਕੋ ਰਾਮ ਬਤਾਰ ਤਾ ਕੈ ਆਨੰਦ ਘਣਾ, ਸੁਖਵੰਤੀ ਸਾ ਨਾਰ ਸੋਭਾ ਪੂਰ ਬਣਾ, ਮਾਣ ਮਹੱਤ ਕਲਿਆਣ ਹਰ ਜਸ ਸੰਗ ਸੁਰਜਨ ਸੋ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਸਰਬ ਸਿੱਧ ਨਵ ਨਿਧ ਤਿਤ ਗ੍ਰਹਿ ਨਹੀਂ ਊਨਾ ਸਭ ਕਛੂ, ਮਧੁਰ ਬਾਣੀ ਪਿਰਹਿ ਮਾਣੀ ਥਿਰ ਸੁਹਾਗਤਾ ਕਾ ਬਣਾ, ਨਾਨਕ ਵਖਾਣੈ ਗੁਰ ਬਚਨ ਜਾਣੈ, ਜਾਂ ਕੋ ਰਾਮ ਬਤਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਕੈ ਆਨੰਦ ਘਣਾ। ਆਨੰਦ ਘਣਾ, ਬਲਿਸ, ਇਮੈਜਰੇਬਲ ਬਲਿਸ। This continues from the first stanza which begins with Thir santan suhag mare na javaye ja ke grah har naha so sad hi ravaye. This speaks about spiritual union, the spiritual marriage that occurs. Ja ke grah har naha, where the self is united with. So the same theme continues in the second stanza, and here the Guru speaks in a feminine voice about the soul bride that has now united or embraced the self and attained immeasurable bliss. Jako Rama Bhatar, Bhatar, husband, lord, master, if you will, where the Ram is now the husband. Jako, that soul bride, attains to immeasurable bliss. This soul bride, the being, is Sukhavanti. She exudes peace and joy. Sanar Soba Pur Bana Soba. So she exudes peace and joy, and innate and unparalleled in her radiant beauty. Sukhavanti sa nar soba purbana. So this is the soul bride that has found the embrace of her batar. Jako ram batar taake anand ghana, sukhavanti sa nar soba purbana. So abundance, bliss, peace, joy, and radiance is the impact, the effect of this union. Not only that, but Maan Mahat Kalyan Harja Sang Surjan So Prabhu. The divine Har, which is infinite potential, is now her consort, a companion, which makes her of noble character, and she exudes the grace of virtue. So not only because the companion is potential, immeasurable potential, it shapes the character, makes it noble. Maan Mahat Kalyan Harja Sang Surjan So Prabhu. That is what causes abundance and bliss. Jako Ram Batar. And that is why she exudes peace and joy. Sukhavanti Sa Nar. And then Sarva Siddha Navanid Tit Grah. All perfections, the nine treasures, these are all skills, capacities, qualities that now overflow. Nahi un sab kash She lacks nothing. Fulfillment comes with this union. Her speech is now sweet. Madhur Bani. Pirhe Mani. It pleases the har. Thir Suhag Ta Ka Bana. The mind is now enlightened. Thir. It's stable. If you recall, the first stanza starts with Thir. Thir Santan Suhag Mare Na Javai. She's now in a state where cause and effect, time and space. She's in a timeless space. Infinite. Nanak Vakhane Guru Bachan Jane. But the qualifier is Nanak Vakhane, says the fifth Nanak. It is understood. Guru Bachan Jane. It is through the Guru's teaching that the soul bride learns how to find this union. Jaako Ram Batar Taake Ananda Ghana. Abundance and bliss belongs to her because she has learnt the art of union from the Guru, that mediating principle of knowledge. So this is a union that marks the falling away of karmic defilement. Karmic defilement, where you are acting out of the fire of desire. And the desire is only becoming a conflagration, a trishna, and you keep repeating it. Conditioned repetition falls away. You get clarity. Incredible clarity. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.